Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Medical Night, where health and wellness are one. I am an author, an educator, speaker, radio show host, and full circle health coach, and definitely passionate about healthy living. At the end of the show, I will tell you where you can go get your gift for listening to the entire show. Today's topic is avocado seed, a superfood for your health. Oh my, did you know that? Honestly, I didn't. I just found out about 3 weeks ago, so I did quite a bit of research because my curiosity got the better of me. So I decided I am going to research that and see what in our world they're talking about the avocado seed being a superfood for our health. Well, I found quite a few things. And just to preface it, I actually did do the experiment with myself to see if this is even worth talking about. And I can tell you, it actually works. It's amazing. So my first question to you is, can you afford going and buying avocados every day or every 2 or 3 days? You don't want to have too many at the same time because you do not want them too ripe. You want to make sure they're just edible, soft enough to eat and enjoyable, and easy enough for the pit to come out. Then you do wash the pit and you dry it. And then you can grind it up like you grind nuts or coffee beans or something. So it's like a pulver. And that you can put in your shake or wherever actually you want to put it. It is so important that you actually use the pit, the seed, because it does have so many health benefits. Before I go there, let me ask you again, did you want to buy the avocados or do you want to plant your own tree? It's actually quite simple, and I've done it before I knew any of this stuff. I took an avocado seed and I stuck some toothpicks in the largest area. I had 3 or 4 toothpicks in there, and then I put it in a glass of water. What I did not know when I did it is that I was supposed to take the brown shell off the seed, you know, the skin, the brown skin, and just do it that way and make sure that the correct part is at the bottom where the roots are going to grow. But anyway, mine did grow. It started rooting, and then after a while I could plant it, and then it got bigger and I had to transfer it and so forth. And now I have a 10-foot tree that's producing avocado, and it is amazing. Just to make it easier for you to figure out how to plant or start your own avocado tree from a seed, go to https://www.youtube.com/how-to-grow-an-avocado-tree-from-a-seed. And then you can actually see how this avocado tree is starting to grow and how you can enjoy watching it grow and then later on reap the fruit. So that's a good one. Then there is another one that has instructions actually, and that link is http://www.instructables.com/id/growing-avocado-plants-from-seed. And so this is actually just there to help you find out how you can grow your own avocado seed. Those YouTubes and those instructional videos are actually quite good, and I wish I would have had them 10 years ago. But again, I was lucky and successful enough in doing it. Now going to the seed. Who would ever have thought that the avocado seed is such a health benefit? I had no idea that the seed is so rich. 70% of the seed alone is in antioxidants. The flesh has only 30% of antioxidants. Another benefit is it lowers the cholesterol. And I can tell that just in the 2 weeks that I've been doing it, and of course I'm continuing it, it has helped me lower my cholesterol by 100 points. I mean, I was really high up, and I said, no, 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 I'm going to do it the healthy way, and I'm going to try it with that avocado seed. So now I made a deal with my doctor that I get another 3 months because it's supposed to take about 90 days to have real positive results. So I'm going to take another 3 months to continue with that so I can go back and get my blood tested and prove that my cholesterol is going to be fantastic. All right, that was number two. Number three, the seed prevents several kinds of heart conditions such as heart disease and strokes. Another one, it reduces inflammatory disease within the body. Wow, we all have inflammations here and there. Just eating the seed, and as I said, cut it up, grind it up, and then put it in something. And they say let it dry first a little bit so it's more like pulverized instead of a moist, squishy mess. But anyway, you can do that the way it fits in your schedule the best. I use mine usually after 2 days or so, so the outside is dry enough and not slippery, so I can cut it up into small pieces and then grind it. The next one is it eases swelling in the GI tract. Amazing. It eases diarrhea. So if you have diarrhea, it kind of helps you because of all the fiber and stuff. It helps you to stop the diarrhea or firm it up some. It relieves constipation naturally, so it's a balancer. It lowers the cholesterol, I said that already. It reduces tumor growth. Can you believe that? It really reduces tumor growth, and that's a good one. I'd rather eat avocado seeds ground up than going in for radiation or chemo if I don't have to, and I have nothing against that. If it's necessary, it is. But if you can prevent it, why not do something natural about it? It strengthens your immune system. And that is one I can't wait to find out how really well it works. Because last year I had the pneumonia and the flu shot, and then I was sick for 10 months. Just finally got over it and feeling good. And now they're talking to me about having a flu shot. Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to try with my avocado seeds and see if that's going to do the trick. And if it does, I have my cure and my prevention for the rest of my life. So the next one is also, it protects from cold and flu. Wouldn't that be nice? Not having the coughs, not being in bed with the flu, not aching, not feeling ugly, your body just so you can't even move around. But just because you did one natural thing, which is eating an avocado seed ground up per day and then feeling so much better and not getting to worry about the cold and the flu. And if you should get it, it shouldn't be half as heavy as when you get it without any prevention. It also fights away the free radicals, which actually are part of the aging process. Well, just yesterday, I think it was, somebody thought I was 10 years younger than I am. That made my day. It's not all from 2 weeks, please. I mean, let's be reasonable. But it does help, and I've done things before that have helped. So now I actually do not look my age, but I look my youth, and I'm feeling accordingly. And I would really love the same for you, to feel super duper good about yourself, self-esteem, health, living a balanced life with emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, and financial balance. That is my key goal to help you reach if you don't have it already. And another benefit from this seed is it helps you curb your cravings. Wow. I mean, I know we women usually have cravings at certain times during the month. And men, I don't know if they have cravings or if they just succumb to them or if they know how to take care of them so they don't add to their waist. Anyway, those 13 points that I mentioned are so important that I really, really hope that you are going to try this too. And as always, when in doubt, please talk to your doctor about it. I do not want you to start something that is bad for you. I can make suggestions, which is what I do. But before you do undertake my suggestions and take me up on them and practice on yourself, just like I do, talk to your doctor about it and see what the doctor says. Maybe go to the links and get some information ready before you talk to the doctor so you have a leg to stand on. I would really love to see that because our lovely pharmaceutical companies are making way too much money off us just because we are not informed. That's my goal, to inform you about alternative ways to actually get healthy now and live a balanced life. So I wonder if you have any questions about any of this. It was kind of quick. There's a lot more to it. There are also a lot more points to consider and a lot more technical terms and chemical formulas and, you know, with the biology of the seed and all that stuff. I don't want to get into too much depth. If you are interested in it, please go check it out and figure out what you can do and what you can understand. And then you can actually talk to your doctor. Another good point, another good site is actually a blog that has to do with natural news and especially the avocado seed superfood health. And I'm going to give you that link to look up so you can see what other people say. And the link is https://blogs.naturalnews.com/avocado-seeds-superfoods-health. So I hope that today I was able to trigger your curiosity to some point that you will not throw away the most important part of the avocado, which is the seed, but to make use of it. The gift that I have for you today, you can go and download it at http://thomson.enagicweb.com. And it has to do with healthy living, hydration, and some other things. And those are all things that I always mention. And I want to give you my contact information, which is http://www.mikkelknight.com. That's MICKNIGHT.com. My email is dythomson@mikkelknight.com, MICKNIGHT.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I want to say, don't hesitate to contact me and ask questions because that's what I'm here for. For now, I want to say until next week, stay healthy and empowered and tune in next Thursday again at 11 o'clock for the next Get Healthy Now. Have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed week. Take care, and I'll see you then. Bye.